Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 15, 2010. Dozens injured in protests in East Jerusalem and West Bank areas as Israel continues to close Jerusalem for the Palestinians. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Ten Palestinian university students were injured by Israeli troops fire on Monday during clashes at a military checkpoint near Ramallah City's central West Bank. Students from Bir Zeit University organized a protest at the nearby Atara military checkpoint. Students were protesting the Israeli lockdown of Jerusalem and the ongoing settlement construction in the city. As soon as students arrived at the checkpoint, Israeli troops showered them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. 10 students sustained light to moderate wounds after being hit with rubber-coated steel bullets, medical sources reported. In East Jerusalem, clashes renewed between residents and Israeli police as the Israeli lockdown continued in the city and all the West Bank. Over the weekend, Israel announced the closure of the West Bank, while in Jerusalem, Israeli police prevented Palestinian males under the age of 50 from entering the Old City or praying in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Also near Ramallah, Israeli troops announced the villages of Bilayin and Nalin closed military zones every Friday for 6 months. The order forbids Israeli and international supporters from getting inside the villages on Friday or they will face arrests and deportation. The two villages are sites of weekly non-violent anti-wall and settlement protests. These protests are often joined by international and Israeli activists, especially in the village of Bilayin, who has been running these Friday protests since 2005. In other news, 16 Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli troops on Monday during invasions targeting West Bank communities. 15 of those detained were from the southern West Bank village of Sorif and one other civilian from a village near Ramallah. In the village of Sorif, troops used sound bombs and police dogs to force residents out of their homes, then searched them. Troops then kidnapped 15 men from the village and left, taking them to undisclosed locations, witnesses reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Schmeller.